Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I want to remind you that OTRWesterns.com is actually broadcasting live right now. If you go to OTRWesterns.com, look on the right-hand side, you can listen to and request over 1,000 different episodes from shows like Gunsmoke, The Cisco Kid, The Six Shooter, just about everything you can think of. We've got them up there. Again, otrwesterns.com/live, or go to otrwesterns.com and look on the right-hand side. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Transcontinental Railroad was one of the most important steps in the winning of the West. The railroad was of prime importance to the future of the country. But powerful forces, cattlemen, stagecoach lines, and steamship companies opposed it. Outlaw opposition sprang up, and the Lone Ranger was commissioned by the President to lead the fight against the enemies of progress. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for end of track. El Silver! Holler!
Swashbuckling town in the whole West, from the Mississippi to the Golden Gate, was a town without a name. Day and night, the rattle of gunshots banged away. The thunder of hoofs and the shouts and yells of husky working men on a spree made a roar louder than a river in flood. What was more, this town never stayed in the same place for very long. For days, a week, sometimes 2 weeks, then the buildings were knocked down, taken to another location, and nothing remained to mark the previous site but a few crude crosses over the graves of men who had been quick to anger, but not quick enough on the draw, who had gone down before the flaming guns of a faster opponent. The only name this town had was End of Track.
End of Track. Colonel Parkman, this time there are 6 graves, one for each day the town was located here.
Yes, Miss Barkley. The tracks have moved 50 miles further west, and so is the town.
Can't something be done about these deaths?
Building a railroad is a job for men, Miss Barkley. When gangs of men work hard all day, laying rails or making grades, they just naturally have to break loose at night.
Oh, but 6, it's getting worse.
Yes, it is.
What about the soldiers who are detailed to police the railroad? Can't you assign more of them to the end of track?
I wish I could, Joan.
But why not?
Well, look west there, along the rails. What do you see?
Why, I see the rails and the men working, and the work trains carrying ties and rails and tools. And beyond it, the rolling plains fading into the horizon.
And what's hidden behind those hills?
What's hidden?
Danger, Joan. I see danger hidden beyond those hills. Indians, outlaws, settlers who resent the coming of the Iron Horse. There's trouble in the town at the end of the track, but there's more trouble out there. And that's where the soldiers are.
All of them?
Miss Barkley, if I could get twice as many, that still wouldn't be enough. I've telegraphed Washington over and over,
Colonel. Well, then the town...
Well, I've appointed a marshal to run the gambling element out of town. That's all I can do. And I can't stay here any longer. I've got to go up and look at construction at the end of the track.
Colonel, do you mind if I stay here? I know I'm your secretary, but
well, you're supposed to be my secretary, Miss Barkley. I know very well that you're working for the government.
Colonel.
Oh, it's all right. No one around to hear me. Your work for me is just a front to fool the rest. But I ask no questions, Miss Barkley. We're both trying to build the railroad. And that's that. Now, if you'll excuse
me... Colonel, who have you appointed as marshal?
Jeff Coster.
Jeff? Oh.
I hope he works out. Adios, Miss Barkley.
Yes. Adios, Colonel. Jeff Coster.
Kimasabi.
Hello, that's Miss Barkley.
Look, up near Judas Tree.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Hi!
Steady, steady, Scout.
Over
the ridge. Masked man, you're just the one I was hoping to see.
Where's the end of track, Miss Barkley?
Pulled up stakes this morning. It's 50 miles west at Powder Creek.
There have been a lot of shooting scrapes lately.
Oh, then you've noticed.
Yes, six men buried.
Colonel Parkman can't spare any soldiers to clean up the town. He's appointed a marshal.
What marshal's name?
Just a moment, Toto. Miss Barkley, Toto and I think that there's an organized band behind all this, stirring up trouble wherever possible.
I'm sure of that, too.
The same band that's trying to prevent the building of the railroad in other ways, like Indian raids, buffalo stampedes across the grade, fire, pay cash robberies.
The railroad must go through. The country needs it.
It will go through. But, Toto and I have a good idea who's behind this trouble in the towns.
You have?
Before the shacks were set up here, end of track was at the West Platte, wasn't it?
Yes.
We were there this morning.
This morning? But that's 50 miles back along the track. You travel fast.
Silver and Scout can cover the ground. Anyway, we searched the ground there and...
I'll wager you found plenty of empty gun shells.
We found something else.
Me got a saddlebag. Hey, wait. Here. This is what we find.
Why, it's a spur.
That's right.
An iron spur, Miss Barkley.
The iron spur. Then...
That's right. That's what's behind the trouble at the end of track. The band of the iron spur. Now, tell us, who is the marshal?
His name is Jeff Coster.
So you're Jeff Coster. Well, howdy, Mr. Coster.
Howdy.
Boys are putting the horses in the corral. Should we mosey inside and talk?
I reckon we can talk, yeah.
Sure, we're miles from the railroad. I hope my gang didn't make too much ruckus at Putty Creek.
No. Burned down a few shacks, wounded a railroad foreman.
Now, that's too bad.
Yeah, ain't it?
And as you've been appointed marshal to preserve law and order for the railroad, you just hopped on your horse and chased him, didn't you? All by yourself.
Yep. And when I get back, I'll let it be known that I followed the trail for 20 miles and then lost it.
And nobody was savvy that you just used that as an alibi to get out here and talk to me, huh? Right?
Right.
You know, it's a pleasure to do business with a sensible gent like you, Custer.
Likewise, Kilgrew. Now a little matter of payment.
You spoke to Deaver?
He approached me way back at the Platte.
That was when Colonel Parkman gave you the job, huh?
Yeah. The way I got the deal, Kilgrew... I'm to do all I can to help you rip them towns wide open. And I will, providing you pay me enough.
Keener, I got plenty of cash. Here's 20 double eagles. How's that for a down payment?
400 cash. Mister, I'm your man.
From now on...
From now on, I just act like a marshal. I stop all kinds of scrapes. Unless...
Unless you get the sign of the iron spur. Now you better head back to Potter Creek pronto.
Sure will. Come here, horse. Adios, Kilgrew.
Adios, Custer. I'll be sending Deaver into Potter Creek. So be watching for him, Sammy.
Steady, Silver, steady. Well, Toto, here we are. This is the end of the track, Powder Creek.
Town lighted up like prairie fire.
Yeah, you won't be noticed, Toto. Neither will I, now that I'm disguised.
That's right.
We'll wander around separately, Kemosabe. Keep your eyes open for Custer.
Marshal.
Yes, he's around somewhere.
Me hear man talk this afternoon. Him say Custer chased band out of town.
Doesn't fit in with what we know about Custer, Toto. although we can't prove any of it.
Him plenty shady.
He's known as a gunfighter. Well, this job requires a gunfighter, but there are two kinds, Tonto. Some good, some bad.
And what we do with Silver and Scout?
Take them with us.
But there are
plenty of hitching rails. If there's any trouble, we may want to ride fast and far. Now remember, we're looking for Custer. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Just having some fun.
Well, maybe so, but there's no need to raise a roof. Colonel Parkman authorized me to preserve law and order in this town. I aim to handle it my own way. Any of you hombres want to use guns?
Now, you keep your shirt on, Marshal. Just cool down.
That's better.
Nice work, Austin.
Huh?
You recall me, Deaver.
Oh, yeah. Howdy. I reckon we can stand at the bar here and talk. Everybody else is keeping their distance.
Sure. You look like we're having a sociable drink.
Kilgrew sent you down with a message?
Yeah. 3 nights from now, Austin. You arranged to be out of town, Savvy.
Yeah?
Get some excuse. Just be going up to sundown.
You're planning something.
Yep. Something big, Custer. As long as the marshal ain't around.
Hi, Savvy. Then whatever happens, I won't get blamed. Kino, I'll be heading out of Powder Creek before sundown 3 nights. Oh, you cotton-headed fool.
Sorry. I didn't mean to bump into you. Sorry, mister.
Why, that ornery...
Who is that hombre? He's a big fella, ain't he?
I don't know. But he bumped into me deliberate.
You're wearing 2 guns, Costa.
And he'll wear them 6 feet under.
Hey, what are you aiming to do?
Deaver, I figure this is a good chance to show all these railroad gangs that I'm top man when it comes to gunplay.
Yeah, that ain't a bad idea, but...
But what?
Well, this gent looks like he can handle himself plenty good. Look, supposing I go around the other side of him ready to draw. And we got him whipsawed.
No need for that. Besides, it won't look right to these men here. If there's any trouble, then you start shooting. But there won't be.
Suit yourself.
Yeah. You! Mister!
You're talking to me?
I'm looking at you, aren't I? Unhitch that gun belt, mister.
Oh?
I'm the marshal here, and I don't want anybody to...
There are a lot of others wearing guns, Marshal. Why single me out?
You're a stranger, and I don't like your looks, that's why.
Well, that makes us even. I don't like your looks either.
Yeah, you'd better stop laughing. Mister, you gonna shuck those guns, or do I have to make you?
As long as there's no law about it, I reckon you'll have to make me, Marshal.
What's that?
Well, I'm not looking for a fight.
Mister, you'd better draw.
I told you I wasn't looking
for a fight. Well, I am. Reach. Well, if you won't, then I will. Oh, my God.
Did you see that? He shot the gun right out of the marshal's hand.
He shot the marshal. He's a gunman. Get him, boys.
He's an outlaw.
Shoot.
Look, bartender.
Where is he? He shot out the lamp.
Where'd he go?
Shut the door.
Who's Silver? All right, Silver, let's go. Here they come. Come on, Silver.
Where is he?
Come on, Silver!
Scout, that masked man.
Hurry! This way! Hurry, Kemosabe. Come to hear plenty of shots from Cafe. See you ride out. Hurt?
No, Tonto, I wasn't touched. Custer picked a fight with me.
Him not know you Lone Ranger, huh?
He was showing off in front of the railroad men, but it didn't work.
You shoot guns from his hand?
Yes. And a man named Deaver started shooting wild. I didn't want anyone to be hurt, so I shut out the lamp and left in the darkness.
You not learn anything, huh?
Something's going to happen 3 nights from tonight, Tonto.
Huh?
I heard Deaver and Custer whispering. 3 nights from tonight in Powder Creek. But just what's going to happen, I'm not sure.
Maybe it's not important.
It's very important. I could tell from the way they said it. Tonto, whatever it is, we've got to find out.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. It was nearly dawn when a rider galloped across the hills to the hideout of the Iron Spur and jumped off his tired horse.
Kilgrew.
Lie down.
Oh, I figured you'd be sleeping.
I heard you coming. The way you whipped up your horse sounds like trouble.
Yeah, there's plenty of trouble.
Is it that Coster hombre that he turned a weasel on me?
No, it won't, Coster. He's going through with it like you said.
All right, then. Speak up. What are you shaking for?
It was a shooting scrape in Potter Creek, Kilgrew. Stranger wanted him with two guns strapped low. Coster figured on facing him down to show off.
Oh, tell me after giving Coster $400 he's dead.
No.
Oh, the stranger's dead, huh? Well, what of it? What difference does it make?
The stranger ain't dead at all. He shot the guns right out of Coster's hands. Then when I tried to get him, he shot the lamp and vamoosed. Of course, that hombre was riding a white horse. Yeah. I didn't recognize him in the cafe. He was disguised. But he was the Lone Ranger. Hello?
You loco. He wears a mask.
It was him, I tell you. I'd know that white stallion any place.
Sure. A Lone Ranger, huh?
You heard me and Coster talking.
I'm beginning to savvy, D.B. The Lone Ranger's on to us. That's not good. Maybe we'd better change our plans. How much did he know?
He passed right by while we were setting the tan.
3 nights more?
Yeah. Kilgrew, we better change our plans. We better...
All right, Gravy, no, I got it.
Huh?
It's just him and the engine. The Iron Spur's got more than 20, and all of them dead shots. Maybe we can fix things as we'll get the Lone Ranger at the same time we shoot down those railroad workers. Yeah, that engine goes into town pretty often. Now, listen close, Deeper. We're going to send a note.
Yeah, Silver. I recognize it, too. That's Tonto coming back from town. He's traveling fast.
Hi!
What is it, Tonto? Something happened in town?
Tonto get note.
A note?
Me not know who put note on Saddlehorn. There are plenty of men. Heap big crowd in town. Here, you read it.
It's too dark to see plainly.
You wait. Here. Let me hold flame and stick so you see.
There will be trouble at Powder Creek Friday night just before moonrise. Just before moonrise. Be at the bend of the creek south of the track. You can capture the outlaws of the Iron Spur.
Hello. Kemosabe. Me think note from girl, huh?
Friday night. Today is... will be Wednesday.
Miss Barclay, plenty smart. She find out what Iron Spur plan to do.
This fits in with what I heard Custer and Deaver discussing.
That heap good. Moonrise that night at 11 o'clock. We be near Creek then, huh? We save railroad.
Figures where he ought to be. Back there 100 yards in the office freight car. Miss Barclay's with him.
Keno, come along.
Huh?
You ain't deaf. I said come along. I want to talk to the colonel. I want you with me.
I'm a foreman, Coster. There's a railroad to be built. Tracks to be put on.
Your men can work for 10 minutes without you. Come on, I got something to tell, partner.
You're doing right well, Miss Barclay. 12 miles of track yesterday. I said we're doing...
Oh, I'm sorry, Colonel. I wasn't listening.
Still fretting about trouble at end of track?
There was a shooting scrape at Powder Creek night before last.
But no one was even wounded. I think I made a good choice in Jeff Coster. He'll keep him tamed down.
Will he?
He's a good man. Oh, I know you've got your own ideas. You're a government agent. You have your own ways of getting information and your own Come in.
Howdy, Colonel. Can I powwow with you for a couple of minutes?
Yes. Come in, Coster.
Come along, Bradford.
Howdy, Miss Barclay. Howdy, Colonel. I ought to be out bossing the gang, but Coster dragged me along.
I suppose he has his reasons.
Reckon I have, ma'am. Colonel, today's Thursday. Tomorrow night, Powder Creek will be roaring with men spending their pay.
Yes, naturally.
I won't be around, Colonel.
What's this, Coster? Are you telling me you're quitting?
Oh, no, sir. Nothing like that. But I think I got a lead on the hombre who killed a couple of railroad men back at the West Platte.
The Iron Spur.
What's that, Miss Barclay? You know about the Iron Spur?
It was their work, wasn't it?
I think so. Only how did you know?
Shucks, Marshal. We've been having trouble all along the rails with that Iron Spur outfit. Anytime anything goes wrong, we blame the Iron Spur.
Oh, yeah, reckon that's so. For a second, I figured maybe Miss Barkley had some special information.
We're wasting time. Get on with it, Custer.
Yes, sir. The reason I asked Bradford here to mosey in with me is that I figure he can take over my job for the night.
Me? Act as marshal?
Well, somebody's got to.
But I'm no gunfighter. I can shoot well enough.
Oh, the men respect you, don't they?
That's right, Bradford. As long as Custer's got to go, you're the best man.
There shouldn't be any trouble. You can keep him calmed down, Bill.
Well, I reckon I can prevent any real ruckus, if that's what you mean.
Fine, and it's all settled. Just be sure you give Bradford your badge before you take up this trail, Custer.
Yes, sir, Colonel. I'll give it to him tomorrow night. You'll make it a point to be in Powder Creek before nightfall, Bradford?
Before nightfall. I'll be there, Marshal.
All right, quiet, everybody. It's a horse galloping this way.
Yeah, that ought to be Custer.
It's too dark to tell for certain. Keep your guns handy.
You're supposed to meet us here.
Keep your guns handy. All right, he's up, boys. It's him. Howdy, Custer.
Howdy. That's all set, Kilgrew. I'm out of Powder Creek with my alibi. You and your men can go in and rip the town wide open.
Keener. All right, let's get around. I reckon you've been wondering why I had you put on railroad workers' clothes instead of your own regular outfits.
Yeah. Well, what's the idea?
Well, here's the reason. A little before moonrise, we're riding to Powder Creek. We'll ground hitch our horses back of the shacks and wander and mingle with the railroad gangs. We'll have our guns. Gents, as soon as the moon rises clear the horizon, we'll start pumping lead at every railroad man in sight.
Yeah. Yeah. What's a fat kill crew? There's 100 of them in town.
Fine.
But if they go to work on you...
That's just it, Custer. That's why we dress just like them.
Huh?
Don't you see? It looked like a general scrape buster loose. All those railroad men are divided up into working gangs. They're all jealous of each other. They'll start battling among themselves. The track layers against the grading crews, the supply men against the pay crew, everybody. It'll be a riot.
We'll smash buildings, set fire to supplies, rip up the rails.
Yeah. When we get through with Potter Creek, they'll have to start all over again. That is heavy.
Yeah, sure.
All right, young please. Time to travel. Follow me.
What about you, Deaver? Ain't you going along?
Not just yet, Custer. You and me got a special job to do.
Special job like... What's that? You and me? Me?
Sure. You don't think you're getting paid just to wander out of town, do you? You recollect that hombre who shot the guns out of your hands?
Yeah.
Well, that was Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
Yeah, I spotted his horse. Custer, I sent him a note. He don't know who it's from. A note telling him and the engine to be at the south bend of Powder Creek before moonrise. He ought to be there now waiting. Put spurs to your horse, Custer. You and me are going to dry gulch the Lone Ranger.
Is that?
Yeah. You can see him clear. Outlined against the rise. That's them, all right.
Yeah, I can make them out. Sitting on their horses.
Take the engine. I'll cut down the masked men.
We're about 50 feet away.
We can't miss. Not with these rifles. Draw your bead, Custer.
Yeah. Any time now.
Now.
Deaver, we got him. Knocked him clean off the horse.
Keno, cut and run, Custer. You go your way, I'm heading for the town.
Hey, Keno, it's almost moonrise. We'll just have time to walk into town. Now follow me.
Horse, Kildrew.
Made it fast, Deaver.
Yeah.
Well,
we got them, both of them.
Sure.
Certain sure. Shot them right off their horses.
All right, gents. Looks like we're going to be lucky all the way. We'll spread out. Some of us go into the cafe, the rest scatter around. And as soon as the moon clears the horizon...
Steady, boys. Back natural.
I can see the moon through the window, Deaver. It's almost clear now.
You get the lantern, Wiley.
Yeah.
The rest of you watch me. Shoot as soon as I do.
Yep, it sure is a nice, peaceable evening.
A couple of seconds, Steve. And then we...
Silver!
What the...
Oh, tunnel right to the door!
Wait, some ass man!
One little bit of you!
It can't be you. You're dead.
That same thing Costa say.
Costa, but
you didn't drag out your Stever. I knew that note was a trap. Al and I were hiding in the brush. What you shot were figures made of wood and propped up in the saddles.
That's right. Coster, him in Colonel Parkman's office now. Him tied up good.
As for the rest of the men...
Beaver, it's a railroad!
Not what you think. Colonel Parkman's men capturing the rest of your band outside.
Well, you won't get us alive.
He's reaching for a gun.
Look out!
You're asking for trouble, Beaver. You haven't got a chance.
Get him! Get him! Get him!
Yes, sir, Mr. Joanna, that masked man hadn't warned you. There'd have been more graves than we got railroad tracks. But as it was, we cleaned them up and put them under arrest.
So I see, Bill.
Oh, you haven't. You just think you've got us all. But we're only part of the Iron Spur. You didn't get...
Didn't get who?
Never mind.
He means the leader of the Iron Spur. An outlaw named Kilgrew.
How'd you know who...
Never mind. Kilgrew got away in the darkness. But no matter how far he goes or how long it takes, the masked man and Tonto will... Oh, listen. There they go. There they go on the trail of Kilgrew. Listen, Deaver, listen. That's the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.